The question that millions of people in New South Wales want to have answered. How long will the lockdown last and what will it take to get the spread under control and back to zero? There are now hundreds of cases and a high proportion of them are in intensive care with one death so far. The growth has become exponential. When I say high proportion compared to Victoria last year. The Burnet Institute in Melbourne has provided a health report and 7:30 exclusive access to modelling, which tries to give a sense of what might and could happen. They used data from last year's Victorian second wave and worked out what the effects would be of various restrictions and level of lockdown, but with a Delta variant outbreak and high-performance contact tracing, such as New South Wales has. Professor Margaret Hellard led the modelling. She's Deputy Director of the Burnet Institute. Welcome back to the Health Report, Margaret.
Hi, Norman. Hi, Tegan. How are you both?
We're well. What does the modelling show?
I think this, I want to be clear, it's a simulation. So it's not like we know what is exactly going to happen in New South Wales. But what it suggests is if we simulate the impact of restrictions for a Delta outbreak in Victoria, where we've sort of got similar numbers to New South Wales, what it suggests is that if the level of restrictions that are currently occurring in New South Wales, which is close to, for Victoria last year, what we called stage 3+ masks, that that would hopefully get the outbreak under control in the sense of stopping the numbers going up. So that's the current sort of restrictions. But it's unlikely to bring it down quickly, and that what our findings would suggest, and again, it's a simulation and thinking about a Victorian model, not a New South Wales model, and many caveats applied, that to get it down faster, restrictions will need to be greater.
So how long would it take to get it down and to what level if the restrictions stayed at the same level with the caveats you've just mentioned?
Weeks and weeks and weeks. In fact, we didn't model out that far, Norman.
And tonight, 7:30, Brendan Crabb says to Christmas.
I wouldn't want to say that because, as I said, it's a simulation model and so I'm really mindful of it and the like, but it is taking a long time to get down. So I think we can't say when it is, but yes.
But it's slow.
A long time.
Right.
Really slow. It's essentially a curve that's flipped and slowly, slowly coming down, but it's as close to sort of flat but coming down as you can get without it going up.
All right. Certainly well beyond the end of August.
Well beyond to the end of August if with the current level of restrictions. Now, I really want to be careful again. What we modelled was Victoria's stage 3+ masks from last year in our outbreak. And when we sort of try and our best compare that, because we're not in New South Wales and we're not privy to all of the details of the restrictions, but that's pretty close to what New South Wales' current updated restrictions are, give or take a few differences.
So what happens if you up the ante?
If you up the ante, the news is really good. And I think that's probably the point I would like to make more than this will go on forever, is if you up the ante and you increase the restrictions and there is room to move for New South Wales to do so, then you do begin to get the curve, the numbers to begin to fall much, much faster, such that you're returning to a low level of the number of infections.
By when?
Again, it's a simulation, but it's weeks, it's not next week, it's weeks. So you'd be going, you know, we're in mid-July now and you'd be certainly thinking that you'd be needing to go well into August.
And what are the restrictions that New South Wales would have to add on?
The kind of things that they really, again, as I said, I'm really not wanting to sort of be telling people what to be doing without being privy to all of the details. But things like really restricting the shopping so that it's that people aren't out shopping were things that were happening. A lot of non-essential retail shut in Victoria. Now, that is really impactful on people who have businesses and the like, and I'm not saying that with any joy or easy, you know, sort of things, and knowing that it's not easy, but stuff like that. Masks we had indoor and outdoor. Now, a reasonable question is, did outdoor masks have impact? And perhaps they do, perhaps they don't. I actually can't answer that, but what I do know is that we had both, and maybe it's a signal to people that if I'm outdoors and then I'm lining up for a coffee, I've got my mask on, or those kind of things.
And, of course, stage 4 had 5 kilometres radius, not 10 kilometres radius.
Yeah.
And things like that.
Again, if you said to me, and also we began to have curfew. So if you said to me, Margaret, prove to me that the 5 kilometre radius was impactful, prove to me that the curfew was impactful, I have to be really honest and say, Norman, individually, it's super difficult for us to measure those things in our model. But what we can say is the combined effect, be it directly stopping virus spread or the kind of community consciousness of the seriousness of what you're dealing with, or a combination of those two things, meant it was impactful.
So do you wait till Friday to see what the results of last Saturday are, or do you go now?
I'm not the Chief Health Officer of New South Wales, and I don't have eyes on their data and what they think is really happening. I don't have eyes on how well they think their contact tracing is.
But what they say is happening is that it's going to go up each day. They're expecting it to go up.
I think the sooner that you go to the restrictions that would bring the curve down, the better. So, yeah, I would go as early as possible. But then, Norman, as you and I know, you know from previous discussions, I'm a having gone through Victoria and done a lot of the modelling for Victoria, our evidence clearly suggests you go hard, go early.
And the price of delay, each day of delay?
You then have a longer tail to bring it down, so that what when we looked at this for Victoria, when you delay going, then the tail goes out so that you don't gain anything by the delaying. You actually lose something because you're in at the far end, at the back end, you're in lockdown for longer.
And the effect of vaccination?
The effect of vaccination at the moment is not there. But what we know, and I think you and I and Tegan spoke previously about the impact of vaccination. And vaccination alone won't get us out of this. But if we can get up to sort of 60 to 80% vaccination, whilst we're still at risk of outbreaks, the level of restrictions we need to bring in to impose goes down.
Margaret, thanks for joining us. That's been fascinating.
My pleasure, Norman. And thank you. Thank you, Tegan.
And a bit depressing.
No, not depressing. I think there's room to... I think there's room to move. And I think the New South Wales contact tracing has made a really big impact on those things. There's positive things here, but Delta is hard.
Thanks. Professor Margaret Hellard is Deputy Director of the Burnet Institute.